It's time for the coffee hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
I should get my microphone a little closer so I don't sound like I'm in a tunnel.
I mean,
it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's way back Wednesday. Is
way
that what
back
it's called?
Wednesday.
When I move my microphone really far away?
It's warm Wednesday.
It is.
It's going to be like a whopping 65 today.
Wow. It's a heat wave here in St. Louis.
I know.
And what am I doing? I am officially drinking hot coffee this morning.
We are extra caffeinated today.
This is not good.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be dangerous.
You haven't seen people.
You haven't seen me on caffeine. Things get crazy when I have caffeine.
It's going to get a little crazy in here.
It is. Enjoying some lovely coffee from our missionary friend in Indonesia.
Yeah.
Yes. And then we have some coffee from friends, Martin Luther School in Minnesota, too. Northrop, Minnesota, we're going to try soon.
Yeah, it's on my desk. I can't wait to try it.
We actually have the coffee pot, so very good. Finally got a coffee pot. Only took me, what? Started in January.
Hey,
it's
you
April.
Know. It's fine.
Hey, we started a lot of things in January. New website, new program. Can't, you know, rush
new
it
year,
all.
I
new
mean.
Year. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah.
Tax day is done.
Oh, yes, it is.
Hope you didn't forget.
We did not forget, but it was a bit of an adventure last night.
Adventure.
Yeah. Hashtag adulting. We tried real hard. But they are in. We're good.
Excellent. Very good. Very good. Well, we did ours. My wife handles all of that because, well, you know, me and math.
Mm-hmm. Same here.
Numbers are hard.
Yeah. My husband does all that because so, you wouldn't want to see it if I did that.
So they're done. Well, that's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah.
Let's just be done with it.
I hear you.
Let's talk about something way more interesting and way more exciting than talking about taxes.
Taxes and coffee.
National Volunteer Month.
Yes, it's still April.
It's still April. And I think this particular week is more of an emphasis, Volunteer Week,
yes,
as well this week. So we have two great volunteer stories to share today. First up, we're going to talk with our friends at Bethesda Lutheran Communities about their volunteers and say thanks to their volunteers. And then something that's become, I think, more visible in the last few years, LCMS Disaster Response, and talk with a volunteer with LCMS Disaster Response, Hurricane Harvey and all the hurricanes that happened around that time. Irma, and I've lost track of all the hurricanes. Maria, all the hurricanes that happened at that time, really just, it was like a triple whammy hitting the whole Gulf. And so we have some great volunteer stories to share today. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Go Falcons. Thanks for your support of the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at cuw.edu. Joining us by phone this morning, we have Kirsten Witset. She's volunteer director at Bethesda Lutheran Communities. Kirsten, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Such a joy to learn more about Bethesda Lutheran Communities and volunteers with Bethesda. And we also have a volunteer to talk with from Bethesda in just a little bit. Before we get to that, tell us who is served by Bethesda Lutheran Communities?
Well, Bethesda serves people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. We are a Christian organization, and we have programs, oh my goodness, about 300 programs in 13 states across the country.
That's a really cool thing that this isn't, like your address might be in Wisconsin, but this is something that serves people across the United States.
Yes, yes, all the way from New Jersey to California.
How do volunteers make a difference in the lives of individuals with disabilities through Bethesda?
Well, it's quite simple. Think of it this way. I bet the two of you have a different relationship with your doctors than you would have with your friends, right? And an even different relationship that you would have with your family. So the unique thing about people with intellectual and developmental disabilities is they have a ton of paid staff that come in and out of their lives, hundreds throughout their lifetime, maybe even thousands. So if you think about that, you know, you've got lots of people coming in and out of your home and in and out of your life, and they're paid to be there. And then you've got those people that are there because of the goodness of their hearts, just because they want to be around you or they want to do something for you, and they're not being paid to do that. To me, that makes all of the difference. That's what sets apart a volunteer from everybody else in your life. It's just a totally different relationship.
Absolutely. So speaking of volunteers, we have another volunteer on the phone with us. Karen Carter is the president of the Bethesda Auxiliary. Welcome, Karen.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
So as president of Bethesda Auxiliary, tell us about what led you to this role and what you actually do.
Well, first of all, I have to say to you that any time that I am working with volunteers, and especially those with Bethesda, it is a blessing to me personally. My experience goes back 30 years when our family moved and we were finding a new church home. And I had a parent of someone served by Bethesda and the pastor's wife who had been in disability ministry for many years. And they said to me, it was not a question. They said to me, we need you to help us. And that was the start of my involvement. And from there on, I was very privileged to be part of the auxiliary as different offices. And the auxiliary itself is this wonderful, wonderful bunch of men and women, 3,400 strong, who have such a love for the Lord and have such a passion for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
Karen, when you were approached and they said, we need you, what was it that led you to accept that invitation, that to step up and serve in this way?
Well, first of all, I have to tell you that when I was a child in southern Minnesota, I collected nickels and dimes for Bethesda. So it never quite left me. So when, as an adult, there was a need stated, it was like, okay, this is just more along our journey. And so it was fun. It was a challenge. And as I said earlier, such a blessing.
Tell me about the people you've met along the way, the relationships that have grown through your service with Bethesda.
Well, first of all, any time that you go into a home or you are in an activity where some of our folks are, it is the joy on their face when you are interacting with them, the joy on their face when you are talking about Jesus, the joy that they see in you as you sing with them is one of those things that cannot ever be taken away. And then as we do more with folks with disabilities, we also realize that we can also do something monetarily. And so this huge group of volunteers for over 60 years have raised over a couple of million of dollars for helping serve folks with disabilities. And one of the greatest things we're doing now is that we are putting forth money to enable people who we support to be trained to share Jesus with others.
That's fantastic. Karen, what are some of the ways that people can volunteer across the country?
Oh, there are so many ways. It's so exciting. They can send cards. They can write letters in the actual facilities. They can help with yard work. They can go into the events, social events at churches, congregations, go and present music and drama. They can clean, they can sew, they can lead Bible studies or devotion. They can transport people to churches. They can hold fundraisers, of course. And the other thing that's really big is that they can create these connections between the churches and the communities in their visits with our people. And so it's really an exciting, exciting time.
Kirsten, tell us a little bit about the impact. How many volunteers are a part of this work of Bethesda?
Well, I would say in total, our internal volunteers are just over 3,500. And like Karen said, you can add to that, an additional 3,400 from the Bethesda Auxiliary. So that's a pretty significant force. Mm.
And that's a lot of time, too, dedicated to serving.
Yes, our average volunteer puts in almost 50 hours a year. And if you think about that, that's more than a week of a 40-hour work week. That's a significant amount of time for people.
Absolutely. That's a pretty good chunk of time. Yeah. And I know where I've seen Bethesda volunteers, nifty little shop right down the road. Tell us a little bit about how some volunteers serve in the Bethesda thrift shops.
Sure. That's a really awesome program. The people we support have access to the items in the thrift shops. The volunteers love it. Of course, donations come in from the community.
And then we put that out there, and it raises a lot of money for Bethesda. Our thrift shop volunteers are very special. They're a unique group, and they get a lot of work done. And we have some folks in that program that serve with tens of thousands of hours a year.
And I remember on my visit to the Bethesda thrift shop, there were even some items featured that were made by some of the individuals who are served by Bethesda as well.
Yes.
That's pretty neat. They had like some really cool crafts and fire starters as well. Neat stuff. Well, check out if you live in a community where there's a Bethesda thrift shop, check it out or find out if there's a Bethesda thrift shop in your community. How can we become volunteers with Bethesda, Kirsten?
Well, you can just head to our website and fill out an application at BethesdaLutheranCommunities.org/get-involved. Once you take a look at that page, you'll see there's all kinds of ways to get involved. But it starts with an application, and then we have somebody reach out to you, and we get you fit into the program that's going to be best for you, whether it's making prayer cloths for the people we support, sending cards, or going to one of our homes and being a friend, or even joining our thrift shop force.
Karen, what's your word of advice to someone who is thinking about being a volunteer with Bethesda? How has it been an important part of your life?
I would say to them, visit, make that first step, and you will never, ever have anything but joy and beauty and blessings from that experience.
Karen Carter, President of the Bethesda Auxiliary, and Kirsten Whitsett, Volunteer Director for Bethesda Lutheran Communities. Thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. More volunteers coming up in just a minute. We're celebrating National Volunteer Month. I volunteered to drink coffee today.
No. Nice job, Andy.
I volunteer in other ways, too. I like to volunteer. I did have a chance to help with disaster response this year. We'll learn more about LCMS disaster response in just a little bit. You're listening to Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm super caffeinated.